T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets cause she's my companion.
Sam, you and I need to have a meeting. I walk through the hills cause she knows. And I know you wanted to play the Red Hots today, and I'm fine with that. Not my favorite band on the planet. They had hits in the 80s that you're just completely ignoring. Real Men Don't Kill Coyotes. Something's going on here in Ropo. You hear that?
I do hear that. Is Stella a howler when the sirens go by?
No. Never. No. She's like, where are they going? Well, I say that and she just barked.
Scott, I'm sorry for playing the top hits from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know that you have an affectionate love for the 80s. But.
Okay, well, maybe sometime this afternoon we can hear Real Men Don't Kill Coyotes, okay? Thanks. Okay, bye. So you're going on a plane on Saturday.
I'm out. I am.
You're going to Arizona. You and your friend are out of here. Are you
leaving
nervous?
The kitchen? No.
You're not nervous at all to get on a plane?
No, I might not come back.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'd like for you to come back, but if...
But it doesn't matter. Like, what's funny about this whole thing is it doesn't matter. Like, I could be, where in the world is Matt Lauer? It doesn't matter where you are when you
probably
are working
sexually harassing home. A woman somewhere. I don't know.
That was a bad example. I should have said, where's Waldo?
Probably in his office kicking that little button underneath his desk to close the door. I don't know.
Where's Matt Lauer? I don't know.
Where else
groping
would he be?
Groping an intern? I don't know.
Maybe going to second base. I have no idea.
But it doesn't matter where I am. Like, me sitting in this office or my kitchen
Matt
for
Lauer,
the last
really?
8 weeks, it doesn't change the show in any way if I'm in this room or that room or over there or down the street or Arizona.
Dana,
it just doesn't matter.
Dana, for your mental stability, if you're still going to be on the show, okay?
Yeah.
Which is all I care about. And if you need to do the show from poolside Arizona, I don't care. Go. But here's the thing. When you fly down to Arizona, okay, this Saturday, you will be required to wear a mask.
Of course.
But and the airlines have all said that. If you get on our flights, you have to wear a mask, okay? However, and this was one of the stories that I saw earlier this morning, and I was like, ooh, that's a damn good question. A lot of the airlines were asking, what do we do? Because there's no law.
Right.
What do we do if halfway during the flight somebody just says, I'm not going to wear my mask. This is stupid. This is a hoax.
I'm sorry that I've got a phlegmy cough, but I'm taking my mask off.
And they take their mask off. Now, other than a potential beatdown from everybody else on that flight, what repercussions could you possibly put on that person? There
right.
is
You're
no
35,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Put the plane down? He's already taken off his mask.
Some tuberculosis-wielding weirdo is...
I don't think tuberculosis is what they're worried about.
Flinging the mask off. And then the, you know what's going to happen, Scott? Those poor flight attendants who do not make enough money in the world to be flying all the time right now and putting up with already what they put up with. And now there's no drink service on the planes, by the way. The poor flight attendants are going to have to step in and somehow police this, which I guarantee you they have no desire to do.
None.
The Washington Post did a story on this, and they talked to a guy named Dennis Traher, who is a 737 pilot and spokesman for the pilots union at American. He says, I cannot imagine the stir on an airplane if someone takes off their mask. It puts the flight crew in a very precarious position.
Yeah, because what's going to end up happening, and I wish I was kidding about this, but I'm not. If some Yahoo who thinks, you know, this is a hoax, this is a joke, it's all being blown out of proportion, gets on that flight, and they get on that flight with their mask on because they want to go to, you know, destination X, okay? And shortly after takeoff, the plane's at 30,000 feet, decides, I'm taking this off because this thing's a joke. I would be very concerned for that person's safety because that person may get a beatdown.
And I think they can require it, and here's why, Scott. Here's why. You always say the law should step in when my behavior starts affecting you, okay?
I've always said the law is designed to protect me from you and you from me, not me from
me. Yeah. So when I am sitting on this airplane, if it's just me and my girlfriend and there's nobody else but two pilots and she's sitting eight rows up, I don't care. But the more likely scenario is I am shoved in there physically touching a passenger next to me that I do not know and do not care to sit next to. He's probably taking up half my seat and the armrest. Mm-hmm. When that ding-dong takes off his mask, it affects me because we're supposed to be social distancing at 6 feet. I'm less than 6 inches from that cough
at
35,000 feet. So there has to be some way to enforce it. I don't know what it is other than to say, if you take it off.
I've got it.
Okay, what?
All right, here's what we do. We don't need a federal law. The airlines band together, okay, because 9 times out of 10 or probably 99 times out of 100, if you're flying somewhere, you need to come back, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's what we do. We create a consortium of all of the major airlines, Frontier, mm-hmm. American, United, Delta, everybody else. And if you take off your mask, your next flight, you are barred from flying in the United States on any of our airlines for the next 2 years. So
it's a no-fly list. It'd be a no-fly list.
Right. Listen, douche nozzle, you're flying down to Arizona, okay, and you take off your mask. When you want to go back to Kansas, I'm not calling you a douche nozzle, but I'm just using your trip as an example. When you're ready to come back to Kansas City next week, you might want to rent a car because you're not getting on any of our major airlines because we've all reported you to United and Delta
and
American.
And you would have to make it 2 years because what if people take the mask off during the return trip flight home? And then I would just say to you, I don't care what you say to me because I'm on my way back home. I'm not going to fly for another 2 years anyway.
So, I'm one of these weirdos who thinks that this is a hoax, and I flew down to Arizona, but now I'm flying back to Kansas City, and I'm taking my mask off. Well, guess what? You just literally gave up air travel for the next 2 years.
Listen to this. The flight attendants have been instructed not to escalate the issue if a passenger refuses to wear it once they are on board. They're told they should look at other options, like reseating passengers around that person. If there's room,
I just
don't want to be sitting next to that guy.
We're going to reseat you out the back door.
We're going to DB Cooper you.
Here's your parachute. Get out.
Oh.
Seriously. Just leave the mask on. Don't be a tough guy.
Now, the crews can report uncooperative passengers to the airline security office when that flight is over.
But can they detain you?
No,
probably not. But I don't know what law you broke. But what's wrong with my idea? All the airlines get together and they have a database of idiot morons who decide to take their mask off on the flight or who do anything else dangerous or potentially coronavirus spreading. Okay? And if you do any of these things, just sit in your seat, shut up, watch a little movie on your phone, and mind your own business. Why is that so hard? And if you do anything, take off your mask, start touching another passenger with your hands, whatever, you are on a 2-year database that says you do not get to fly. What's wrong with that idea? It's brilliant.
I think it's a good idea. And we've looked this up before. It's been years, so I'll look it up during the break here. There's a list out there of reasons you will get banned from an airline. They would just add this to that list.
Yep. And if it's egregious enough, 2 years is not enough. We'll do it for 5 years. So you want to go to Cancun next year? Suck it. You're not going to Cancun.
You're mine, Bender. You're mine.
You're mine for 5 years. For 5 years, Bender.
Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
576-7798. 576-7798. Tell me what's wrong with my great idea. And would you wear a mask on a plane? Would you take it off? 576-7798.
When the dogwoods start to bloom and the crickets hum their tune, that's usually about the time that I feel most alone. But the news has all been bad, and the whole world seems so sad. I ain't had much else going on, so I sat down and wrote this song. I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss the road, I miss my band, giving hugs and shaking hands. It's a mystery, I suppose.
Stuff from Luke Combs. He just wrote this. It's about the coronavirus, obviously.
Oh, 6 feet apart.
Yeah, yeah. I actually not a big fan of New Country. I like this song. I like the line. I miss my mom. I miss my dad. I miss the road. I miss my band. And no, it's actually a pretty good song.
Which was a nicer way of saying it than Bryan Adams did.
Well, you know, Bryan Adams wants to get on the road.
I am so sad to report. I saw this on Twitter just now and was yelling at Scott and Sam during the break. Variety.com is now reporting this, and it is from Melissa Etheridge's Twitter account on Twitter that Beckett Cipher, Melissa Etheridge's son, is dead at the age of 21. Beckett Cipher, son of Melissa Etheridge and her former partner Julie Cipher, has died of undisclosed causes, a rep for the singer confirmed. A tweet from the singer's social media account reads, "We are sad to inform you that Melissa's son Beckett passed away, and there will not be a concert from home show today."
Is he one
absolutely
of the
devastating?
One of the children she had with David Crosby.
With David Crosby, yeah, they had two actually with David Crosby.
A daughter and a son. Beckett was a son. I can't remember the name of the daughter. Bennett, I think maybe if I'm not mistaken. But well, God bless her. I can't even imagine what she's going through right now. That's. The telephone number here is 576-7798. Sam, I do believe we have somebody on the phone lines.
John in Topeka.
All right. Let's go to John in Topeka. Hello, John.
Hey, good afternoon. You were talking about people on the flights and keeping their masks on.
Yeah.
And, what if they had a medical condition, like say they were diabetic and they had to eat or drink something and take the mask down for whatever reason, say they were getting low on, you know, blood sugar,
yeah,
and it was medically necessary for them to do that. And people would start freaking out around them, but, you know, there would be reasons to do that, you know, on the flight that, you know, like I said, medically necessary. Or maybe say there's a 4-year-old kid throwing a fit, rips his mom's mask off.
you bring up really good points. The only thing I would say in response to that, John, is if you're diabetic and you're on a flight, first of all, if there's a reason why you need to travel with a child right now. Other than a funeral, I cannot understand what it might
be. There aren't any funerals.
Right. That's my point. John, thank you for the call, by the way. And if you're diabetic and maybe you need to have something to eat or drink or whatever, you need to get some sugar in your system, is it possible maybe you could go to the bathroom and, you know, have a drink of whatever? They're not going to be serving you Cokes and beers on flights for the longest
time. Beverage cart service and stuff, that stopped when I came back from Mexico. They weren't doing it.
Oh, they weren't even doing it then?
No. And do you know what? I heard on Middays today they were talking about some recommendation that you put a mask on any child over the age of 2. Okay. I laughed out loud because whoever came up with that recommendation has never had a toddler, ever. Right. It would be easier to bathe a cat in your kitchen sink successfully than to put a mask on a 2-year-old.
But that's what the signs say outside of grocery stores in the metro, is the CDC recommends anybody over the age of 2 wear a mask.
Well, first of all, who's taking their 2-year-old to the grocery store?
Well, if you're a single parent, Scott.
All right, single parent, understood. But you can't get a friend to go get your groceries for you, or maybe your friend come over and watch the kid while you run there?
I was at the store yesterday with my daughters.
Are we not taking this
seriously enough? We are. I was at the store with my daughters, and they love going shopping with me, and I said, stay in the car. There is absolutely no reason that 3 of us need to go into a store, none whatsoever.
No.
I said, lock the doors, don't talk to any weirdos, and I left them in the car.
If Uncle Scott stops by, do not lower those windows.
Do not lower those windows for anybody.
Oh, my God.
Full disclosure, Dana's kids are not small children.
Yeah, one of them is essentially adultish,
one of them is an adult.
17. Yeah.
20 is not adultish. 20 is an adult.
Yeah.
But honest to God, I'm starting to wonder. I know we got to get to the break, Sam. I'm starting to wonder if we're not taking this seriously enough. One person from every family goes to the grocery store, period. Wake up, America. God dang it.
See, this thing has done something to you, Scott.
Yeah, it has.
It has. And I'm going to put this in the same box as Twitter and the text line and the current presidency.
Can you save it until we get back, and then you're welcome to criticize me all you want?
No, I don't want to talk about it because Grumpy Scott scares me.
Grumpy Scott's a killer. 576-7798. All right, welcome back. 536. Red Hots, your artist of the day. We're talking about the airlines are really struggling with this idea that they want everybody to wear masks when you get on their flights, but they're struggling with how to enforce it. Now, Uncle Scott has come up with a brilliant idea, and it is for all the airlines to band together, because you don't need a federal law for this. All the airlines, Frontier, United, Delta, you know the deal. Southwest, you guys create a database, and if anybody takes off their mask during the flight, which is what the airlines are worried about, you know, everybody's going to get on with a mask. You have to. But what do we do with the person who takes their mask off? You create a database. And if you take your mask off, tough guy who thinks it's a hoax, you don't get to fly for the next 2 years. So you don't get to fly home, or maybe you're on a flight home. Okay, guess where you're not going next year? You're not going to Cancun. And you put people on a database that if they're so stupid that they're willing to, for whatever ideological reason that they have, take their mask off and put other people potentially at risk, guess who doesn't get to go on a trip next year and the year after that? Dum Dum Baby in 38A.
Okay, so wait. I looked this up because I remember talking about this several years ago.
Hang on, I got to mute you.
Zoom's on. And there are several reasons that you can be blackballed from an airline. not surprisingly, causing onboard disruptions.
Which I would consider taking your mask off as a disruption, yes.
I agree. Not following crew member instructions. Now, that's broad.
But would include, put your mask back on, sir.
Yeah, but it would not include things like pay attention to the instructions at the beginning and how to put your seatbelt on, because nobody does that.
Because we've all seen it a thousand times.
Being under the influence of drugs or alcohol tops the list.
Been there.
American Airlines describes 11 passenger responsibilities that, if ignored, can get you banned from flying either temporarily or permanently. These include not obeying the law, being uncooperative with an airline employee, or causing a situation that could pose a risk to others.
Okay.
I.e. taking off your mask.
I think so.
What if somebody says it's against their religion to wear a mask on a plane? Well, guess what? We're a private business. You don't get to get on this plane. What if my religion says that I can't wear clothing? I mean, give me a break. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Wake up. Sam, to the phones, please.
John,
and lose my lid.
Wake up and get off my lawn. Hi, John.
Okay. John in Leavenworth County. Are you guys okay? Hi, John.
Hello. Glad to hear from you guys. You guys are doing a great job today and talking something that's really important today and as we go into the future with things. I totally agree with you and kind of think a lot like you, Parks, that, you know, things require discipline. Somehow, some way, discipline is required, whether you set somebody has to be in charge and saying so that it's mandatory, no ifs, ands, or buts, and who are those people going to be? I see it every day. My wife heads up a COVID unit. I work at a place. There's no discipline. Emails come out. You wear your mask. I'm the first man in the hole. I put it on. I dress for the day. But I'm around everybody that just thinks that it's not worthy of it. And when these folks come back to work, they're going to find themselves in great shocker for them to understand that all the people they work around don't take it serious.
Now, wait a minute. You say you work with a bunch of people who think it's not worth it. Can I ask the age of the people that don't think it's worth it?
They're young to older. Feel like
young to older. Okay.
Yeah, they don't have to apply. This doesn't apply to them, or they're beneath it. They just don't get it. And,
or they're above it.
And you can watch around you. You can watch your commercials, putting food out, not wearing your mask. It's just crazy to even comprehend that the people aren't or don't care. They'll stop me. What are you doing? You know that ain't doing you no good.
Wait, what do they sound like?
Where are you from?
He's from Leavenworth.
Where are you from before that?
He's from Leavenworth.
Leavenworth.
Oh. Basically. Yeah, you ain't doing no good. You sound like you're from the South.
Yeah, I've been down that way. Mm-hmm. I picked up a little bit of that. But really, when you just ask yourself when you're thinking, walking through the day with these people, what are they really getting at? What is it that they don't understand? You know, even when it's been told to them, the dude is in your space with COVID.
You call back anytime you want.
Dude, I love you, man.
It's got to be some kind of, not just an email that says, oh, wow, you need to wear this because it's not working. That is not working. It's going to take more and somebody to understand. You know, meet them at the door. This is the rule. And how are you going to apply that to people?
Dude, you are the bread and butter of Leavenworth County.
Well, thank you. I'm just trying to comprehend with what I've learned and what it takes. When you see these girls out of the hospitals that are putting their effort in and understand how important it is, and then the fools around you just thinking, "What? Just Imagine what it's going to be like when these people go back to work thinking they're going to be all right. They're going to have to open up their eyes to reality, what's getting ready to hit them when they come back to work. That they're going to be working around people that just say, oh, it's a hoax. I'm not going to do that.
Well, here,
here's going to be the fear in them.
Well, brother, here's what I want you to do. Because this is what I'm going to do. Because people think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm going to glove up and I'm going to mask up until they get a vaccine. When they get a vaccine, and listen, I've never had a flu shot in my life. But when they get this COVID-19 vaccine, I'm not going to be first in line because I don't deserve to be first in line. Okay?
Right.
But I will get in line, and I'll get my flu vaccine. But until then, I'm gloving up and I'm masking up. And if you think I'm crazy, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting it and I'm not spreading it, period.
And I'm man enough to come in and set the example for the people.
Amen, coming in
first with the mask, with the thing, and management even says, you're going to come to work looking like that?
Yes.
You betcha. You're
damn right I am.
I'm setting the tone for people that may feel that this is ridiculous or it's beneath them. And that's more important to me, that I set the tone that maybe they'll understand that it is important.
What's your name again, Leavenworth?
John.
John. Hey, I want you to call in anytime you want.
Yes, sir.
You are the voice of reason in literally an ocean of chaos. Thank you for calling in.
Love talking to you guys. Take
love talking to you, brother.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
What did he say there at the end?
I don't know, but he's awesome.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
All aboard!
He's the Godfather. Ozzy Osbourne. Here on Dana and Parks.
So I found a list during the break from, of all places, the AARP, and it is their compilation of what can get you banned or kicked off a flight, and I'm going to call BS on some of these, and you'll know why when I read number one.
Okay.
Smelling like a locker room. Buying a ticket contractually obligates you to refrain from boarding an airplane in a, quote, malodorous condition.
A what condition?
Malodorous condition. I disagree because we have all been on the plane with the guy that raises his arms to put his luggage in the overhead, and I about fell over and died.
Yeah, he's called
He
French.
Smelled so bad.
Yeah, that's a French guy.
Number two, bringing your germs on board. If you appear seriously ill and cannot produce a doctor's written permission to travel, you may not be allowed to fly.
Okay.
Dressing inappropriately, public displays
Wait. Define dressing inappropriately.
Like your butt is hanging out of your pants.
Oh, okay.
They can tell you no.
Stop. Why is the AARP setting that one out?
I don't know.
How many over 55 people are walking onto a plane with their butt sticking out of their pants?
Too many, Scott. Too many.
Public displays of affection, Eunice. Keep your hands to yourself.
Listen here, Doris. Get your tongue out of that guy's mouth, okay?
Taking off your shoes.
I don't even wear shoes on a flight.
And then my favorite, raising a ruckus.
Define a ruckus, sir.
Can you describe the ruckus?
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Only the AARP, after taking off your shoes, would wrote raising a ruckus. Who says ruckus? No one says ruckus except that one line in The Breakfast Club and your grandparents.
I heard a ruckus.
She was creating a ruckus.
Can you?
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Watch it.
Where did that word go?
Well, I guess it died.
No one uses that word died, and I don't know why. We need to bring back ruckus.
Your predecessor hosts a show called Ruckus on KCPT.
I know, but it's left the common vernacular, and it needs to come back.
Then we're going to bring it back.
Okay.
I want to cause a ruckus.
I do, too. But I also want to be in bed at 8.
Wow. Wow.
We're getting old. We're bringing back ruckus.
Oh, my gosh. One thing you miss that you can't wait to do when this is all over. Go.
Ooh. Well, any restaurant. Any restaurant, and I can sit where I want
so
for as long as I want with
eat.
As many people
it's
as I
It's going
want.
Out to eat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sam, one thing you miss you can't wait till it's all over.
Getting a haircut. But apparently,
damn it,
I have to wait longer because of our bet. So, and you are not shaving these wonderful locks.
Okay. Mine was going to be getting a haircut, but I will not lose this bet. I don't care if I look like Richard Marx when this is all over with. I don't care. I don't care. I will not lose this bet.
Here, I thought you were going to say
hugging
your mom, so that's awkward.
Well, I've already said that. I want to hug my mom.
But you God, also need a haircut.
I do. Have you seen? I mean, there are waves on the back of this hair right now.
Oh, it's glorious.
Sam, you could surf on these waves.
Okay.
It's glorious. My hair
there is
glorious.
There is a 10-year-old girl. I think she's 10. I need to look it up. Who has created, Scott, and I thought of you when I saw it, an invention, okay? And it goes, how do I describe this? It's like cellophane on your door. Like, so you would open your door, but there's a plastic clear sheet in the doorway. Does that make sense? For your exterior door to your house.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then there's two holes in the plastic. And the little girl has gloves on. And the grandma is on the other side of the plastic and has gloves on. And they hug through the plastic. I mean, I don't know if that's so sweet or if it makes me so sad I could cry.
Right. I get it. It'll all be over at some point. I don't know when that is. By the way, and we didn't even touch on this. We'll touch on this tomorrow. Cal State Fullerton shut down today. They're done for the fall semester. And I know we like dabbled on the corners of this. But what are you going to do if KU cancels or K-State or Mizzou or whomever?
Why you just insist on bringing this up every day?
Because I think it's going to happen.
Well, and he knows it bothers you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true too. Can we play one of their hits from the 80s? For the love of Christ.
No.
You know, they were a big band in the 80s, too. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, he's right over there with long hair. My good friend and Arizona-bound co-host, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. But most importantly, be good. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Take care.
Far from my brain is where I bleed. Insanity, it seems.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.